About 15 people bundled up and spoke their minds outside a tall office building in downtown La Crosse that houses one of Congressman Ron Kind's offices. Many of the demonstrators were connected with local unions, faith groups, and the Democratic Party. Their message was clear. As Congress tries to reach a deal with the looming fiscal cliff, the group does not want to see cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Wesley White of Onalaska says he came down to show his support of the programs that he says helps people when they're not at their best.
We not only need to promote them for seniors and the disabled, but like Liberty, promote them for all. For to forget the general welfare of citizens is to return many to the status of economic slavery. This is actually a time to expand Social Security and Medicare, not to limit them.
Plus, the group says it does not want to see Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% renewed. Butch Konecny of Holman is a Vietnam veteran and is a proud former union member.
We were told that everybody needs to sacrifice in this day and age, and we are. No raise in Social Security recipients for the last 3 years, but the wealthiest 2% kept getting their big tax cuts. Why are we the only ones sacrificing?
Vigils were also held in Appleton, Madison, and five other Wisconsin cities. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.